Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Across the Nation, brought to you by the Breakfast Sauce from the makers of the W Sauce. So good you want to eat breakfast all day. Visit thewsauce.com to find a breakfast sauce retailer near you.
Continuing on College Football Game Time, it's Abe Gordon. It is Garrett Chapman. In a little bit, we will chat about Georgia and Ole Miss with Brandon Adams, the Dog Nation. That's in about 40 minutes at 9:20. Coming up a little bit later, John Fricke and Chris Goforth will share some of their opinions on what's going on throughout the nation today. But right now, it is time for myself and Garrett to go around the nation. We're going to kick things off right here in Atlanta, noon on ESPN, number 4 Miami at Georgia Tech. Garrett, I'll let you get to the Georgia Tech aspect of things in a moment. Mm-hmm. The question we have for Miami, though, is how many times are they going to let teams stick around and hang around before ultimately burying them? They were trailing at halftime last week against Duke. They ended up winning by 28, 30 points, whatever the number was. They went on a great run.
Yeah.
And look, you're starting to get to the point where you're maybe comfortable with Cam Ward doing that in the fourth quarter. Be nice for them to just kind of roll that out in the first quarter and cruise to an easy victory. Georgia Tech going to try and battle them a little bit today here at home.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Miami team that really has not been tested at all this season by a quality opponent. I mean, maybe Louisville is the one that you can point to. They had that big win against Clemson last week, and Louisville's played better as of late. But that was a scuffling Louisville team at the time, and they won that game. It was a firefight. You know, they won that game by 7 right there at the buzzer. It was a 52 or 45 game. I mean, Miami plays with its food, and they've done it very consistently throughout the course of this season. FSU is probably the lone example going back to September that they have not been in a dogfight in the second half at some point. And I don't know. They kind of remind me a little bit of what Florida State was last year, you know, just ACC example. They're undefeated. They're playing really good football, but there are periods of time, whether it's a week-to-week basis or even quarter-to-quarter basis, that they just sort of fall asleep a little bit.
The other difference real quick is that Florida State can rely on their defense at times. I don't see that from Miami. It has to be games that are won with offense.
No. Because Duke, that game, you mentioned that game against Duke. Duke went on like a 28-3 run or something at one point in that game. They were dominating.
You got to choose that number?
Yeah, well, don't
come on,
mention it.
I know the game's being played in Atlanta, but come on.
Yeah, don't even look at the – I have another 28-3 reference later on in the show.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you,
very
Garrett?
Very unfortunate.
Come on, man.
Very unfortunate. But no, this is a team that's really kind of played with its food. You had the month of September where Miami dominates Florida. They dominate to far lesser than opponents in FAMU and Ball State. But USF, I mean, that's a team – that was a game that they won 50-15. That was a dogfight as late as the third quarter before they really turned it on. Then you have the Virginia Tech game, you have the Cal game, you have the Louisville game, and then you have Duke last week. A lot of one-score games. That's a lot of one-score games against far inferior opposition. Now you get a pesky Georgia Tech team. Because I want to talk about Georgia Tech specifically, and I feel like I've done a disservice by only talking about Miami here. Because you've got Xavier Restrepo, you've got Cam Ward. It's a sexy offense. They score a lot of points. But if you're Georgia Tech, if Haynes King is healthy, which is a game-time decision here, I think you have a chance to really cause some problems for Miami. you have a couple of opportunities here. Miami has a top-ranked rush defense, yes, but you're also going to break off a couple of runs. I've talked to some people down there connected to the Miami program, and they're pretty comfortable in the fact that they think they're going to win this game, but there are some worries that have creeped into their heads. What happens if Georgia Tech does kind of what they did last year, where they shrink the game, they do what they did to Florida State week zero, and they kind of keep it as a dogfight? Because Brent Key finds a different gear whenever he plays a ranked ACC opponent. He just does. And they play at a really high level. They shrink the game. They run the ball well. And if Haynes King can go, it unlocks a completely different level from this team. And the matchup that I'm looking at, everyone's going to look at Cam Ward. I'm looking at Xavier Restrepo. How do you slow him down? Warren Burrell, Amari Harvey, those are some good defensive backs there in that room. They're going to be sharing duty on Xavier Restrepo. He has established himself as one of the best players in college football this year. He's one of the best players in the history of that Miami program. You know, he broke a lot of records last week, and those are career marks. But how does Georgia Tech slow him down in particular? He's Mr. Clutch for that squad. If he doesn't,
and he does it in multiple ways. He can beat you underneath. He can beat you yards after catch. He can beat you over the top. He's just a very good all-around receiver.
He is. How do you slow him down? Cam Ward, we've seen this Mario Cristobal team. They like to play with their food. And if Georgia
I don't think they like to. I think they. That's how it happens. Yeah. I don't think it's their priority. I think if you ask Mario, hey, coach, you think, I would like to, but, you know.
And that game against Duke, that game got inflated there at the end. Mario Cristobal kept Cam Ward in that game way too long.
Got to cover
the spread,
man.
That game was decided. Hey, that game was very well in hand.
It's a big spread.
It's just so consistent.
Got to cover 21.
And it's so consistent with Mario Cristobal. It's so consistent with him. He's so frustrating, man. He kept sending out his offense, and they're up by 20-plus points at this point. The clock's ticking away. The game is over, well in hand, and he keeps sending his guys out. He doesn't believe in taking knees, does he?
Oh, well, boy, don't go there. How dare you? How dare you? All right, that's at the noon at ESPN. I love that you gave that pot shot. Well done, sir. Good job. Michigan at Indiana, number 8 Indiana, 3:30 on CBS. Look, you know I'm an Indiana alum. We've been talking about this. There's no reason Indiana on the field should lose this game. I don't really want to break down the X's and O's and what's going to happen. This, to me, is an important game for Indiana from the perspective of they've been flying under the radar. This is a blue blood, and I don't care that this blue blood is down. People are going to view today as a statement. If Indiana does what they've done every week, if Indiana does that today against Michigan, I think people are going to view this Indiana team a little bit differently. And look, they should win this game on the field. I have no need for what the offense defense can do in the matchups. This is about the mental state of things. You're now in the single digits in terms of rankings. Do you need to feel like you have to press to prove something? I think that comes just by beating Michigan on its own, but it'll be interesting to see the mindset for Indiana today.
Yeah, if you had told me before the season started that
I wouldn't have
Michigan and Indiana were playing and it's a 14-point spread in this game, I'd say, wow, look at Indiana. They had a pretty good season. Only a 14-point underdog at home against Michigan? Wow, that's pretty good. It's the other team? Okay. Indiana has been a dominant team. But
by the way, people think that spread is too small. And based on what Indiana's done
they should cover that pretty easily.
For people who don't understand, like, go look at Indiana's results. Like, these games are not close. Like, we talked about it over the course of the season, right? They hadn't trailed in any game up until Michigan State. They go down 10-0.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, man, like, is this it? Is the bottom falling off? They run 47 straight. They win this game 47-10. These games aren't close.
You go reverse order, and it's 47-10. It's 31-17, 56-7, 41-24, 42-28, 52-14. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is ridiculous. It's not that, and look,
but
I know
they haven't done that against Michigan.
Exactly.
Penn State, Ohio State. And again, it's not even about Michigan being good or bad. It's about Michigan being a brand.
Yes.
Michigan being a name. And I think with a win like that today, people might view Indiana differently.
And you look at what they did against Washington. I think that was really the game that people started paying attention. Yesterday, they dropped a 50-burger on Nebraska the week before.
That was the one that got my eyes open just because of the defensive performance.
Yes, because we talked a lot about the way the offense was playing.
Right.
But then, oh boy, when they did what they did against
Nebraska. Was Washington the backup quarterback, too, without Curtis Rourke?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jackson was in there for that one. And look. They've started to roll, and when there's a team that's playing with that level of confidence, there's a lot of value in that. My biggest concern for Indiana, though, when do they start buying their own hype? Do you think that's a concern?
No, not with their coach.
For teams who've never been there before, I'm worried about it.
I think their coach has been there on other levels, and I don't think he's
James Madison. James,
no, hear me out.
All due respect.
I agree with you. I don't think he feels it's any different. And I think he carries the same confidence, and he's going to carry it into that Ohio State game.
I don't think it's a coaching thing, though. I'm not talking coaches.
He's gotten some weird vibe, man. Like not in a bad way, but Kurt Cignetti's got some weird vibes that you can't.
I hear that.
You can't fake. And I don't know. The team's just buying in behind it too, and they're performing like they should.
Yeah.
Along those lines. Clemson at Virginia Tech, just two teams we're keeping an eye on. In a kind of a mediocre year for the ACC. 4 o'clock on Fox. Did you want to say something on that one?
This is a game that I had circled at the beginning of the year of two teams who I really thought could be big time.
Yeah, I haven't had this one circled since week three.
Man.
Yeah.
Very frustrating season.
Since week three, I haven't had this one circled.
These teams.
Colorado and Texas Tech, though, is a big one. And this one's in the Big 12. And we're going to talk about back to back games here in the Big 12. Washington at Penn State tonight. It's on Peacock. We're not going to watch that one. We're going to be watching Atlanta United, which is going to be on Star 94, including coverage with you and me. Looking forward to that one. Number 20, Colorado at Texas Tech. 4 o'clock on Fox. I mean, where do you start with the questions? Can either of the Colorado stars take a jump in the Heisman discussion, Shore or Sanders, Travis Hunter? Is Colorado, Texas Tech staying in the Big 12 race in terms of who may meet with BYU at the end of the season? And then Colorado, man, like, it was a fun little ride early on in the season. Oh, look, they're playing pretty well. Like, they've won a couple games, much better than last year. Now it's like, yo, they might, like, compete for the title. The Big 12 title. This is a big game for them going on the road against a Texas Tech team that just eliminated a top 10 undefeated program in Iowa State.
They're right there in the middle of this. They are right there in the middle of this, the Colorado Buffaloes are. And you look at the remainder of their schedule. This is the big one. I need to see them win this one because Taj Brooks can pound the rock. He can run it really, really well. Averaging 130 yards per game on the ground. He's just 121 yards away from breaking a Texas Tech career rushing record. He does everything.
I mean, how tough could that be?
This offense.
They've been a passing program for 50 years.
I guess. 4,219 yards. That's what that number is. But no, they're right there in the thick of this. I was ready to throw dirt on this team after that loss to Nebraska. they looked decrepit after that game. That was an ugly performance. But they flip it around. They got the big win over Colorado State. And then they started to roll. They should have beaten Kansas State. They really had a good opportunity in that one.
Yep.
I started picking against them consecutive weeks in my wild card game against Baylor. They win in overtime. I think that Hail Mary changed their season.
I forgot about that.
Travis Hunter, and then Travis Hunter has that game.
So long ago.
That was, yeah, mid-September. I think that moment changed their season. And there are certain plays.
I also think getting out of the spotlight for a couple of games, having an off week, and they've kind of played a couple of programs that haven't got you on the radar. Now they're back on the radar. Let's see how healthy and refreshed they are.
And that's one of those things. It's the antithesis of what it was last year.
Yeah.
Last year they got shoved in the spotlight way too soon. You had people talking about Deion Sanders being a coach of the year.
Coach of the year?
He's right up there with Nick Saban and all these other great coaches.
He's going to follow Saban at Bama.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And a lot of hype way too soon. They were not ready for that level of hype. I think they're a little bit more ready this season. And you had that game against Kansas State. You had that big loss against Nebraska. But outside of that, they've looked really, really good. Their final four games of the season, I got to see them do it tonight. Texas Tech and Taj Brooks is going to be a tough one. But Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders, that matchup, fantastic. Been a lot of fun.
Also, the Holy War tonight, 10:15 on ESPN. Number 9, BYU again, seeded 4, but ranked 9, BYU at Utah. I'll say this. Utah doesn't know who their quarterback is, but they have Kyle Whittingham, and they're coming off of a bye week. This is a tough, tough game, rivalry game for BYU. I still like them to go in and handle business. They have a defense that can turn this ball over against Utah, but a small spread. Vegas knows something. This one might be close.
I feel like this is a landmine game. This is a landmine game. I would not be surprised if Utah wins. Would not be surprised.
I would. Only because I have too many questions at the quarterback position. And you're going to have that at some point to win this game. But
if you could play
certainly worth
game.
Keeping an eye on, and that's the point.
If Utah can play a clean game, which I admittedly
we're
gonna is
get
a big
to that.
Ask.
We're going to talk about that in a moment.
That's a big ask. But I think clean game, I think they got a great shot of not just covering the spread, but winning. It's only 3 points.
All right, that is Around the Nation. When we come back, we're going to go around the SEC. The segment that means more. Heavy focus right now on Alabama LSU because Georgia Ole Miss is our college football game time game of the week. We'll break it all down on the other side. He's Garrett Chapman. I'm Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.